Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen for our community conversation this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com. Join me on the line this morning from Carnegie Cultural Center. I don't know if I want to call you co-executive director, but executive director nonetheless, Christina Carlton joining us. Christina, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, Rob.
You and Aaron doing some wonderful work there at the Carnegie Cultural Center, New Hampton. And of course, going into next month is no exception there. So first things first, what do you have on display coming up in the month of April?
So the month of April, we have Youth Art Month, and we're featuring Sumner Fredericksburg Schools and their art department. So come check us out. They'll have some beautiful art items hanging on the walls, and then also some pottery items that we'll have displayed on tables.
So is there any specific theme with them, or they just kind of let their imaginations run wild there?
Yeah, they let their imaginations run wild, and the kids have all different things to showcase.
Very good, very good. Now that's April 7th through May 4th, correct?
Yes, so we'll have an open house on April 7th from 1:30 to 3 to open the exhibit, and then it'll be open until early May.
Excellent. Christina Carlton joining us here on the Morning Roundup. One that has been quite a success in past months is the Sunday Story. So when's the next one coming up?
The next one coming up is April 14th, and it'll be at 3 o'clock. We also have cookies and milk that we have during our story, and it has been very popular. We're enjoying that.
All right. And what story do we have? Do we have a little preview of what's to come here for the Sunday Story?
No, we have not selected one yet. So maybe something spring. Maybe we'll get in the mood for warmer weather.
Hippity hop down the bunny trail. Definitely. So we'll keep in step there. Moving into, let's see here. There is another opportunity for some crafting, especially with, one for April 13th. What do we have here, Christina?
Colleen Bass is going to do a sign making class at the Carnegie, and you can make a different sign for your home, a welcome sign, a happy spring, happy summer sign, endless possibilities of what your sign could look like. But she's going to bring all of her supplies, and the cost is $30. That's on April 13th at 10:30 until you're finished.
Very good. And I assume, not just the serious ones. You've got a lot of humor, of course, with spring coming up, maybe some themed items that she'll sharing. Yeah.
Yeah, she has a lot of different choices. So there's something for everyone.
Excellent. We're speaking with Christina Carlton once again from Carnegie Cultural Center. And let's not leave out, the kiddos and definitely the families definitely want to get in on this coming up at the end of April. What do you have for us?
Yes, at the end of April, on April 28th, we have a catapult building class. So we'll have lots of supplies and endless possibilities on what you can create for your catapult, and we'll be testing them out at the Carnegie. That's April 28th from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
And I assume it's going to be something more or less on maybe the small scale, or are we thinking like a Trojan horse size kind of situation?
Well, you know what? We're not limiting their imaginations, so we'll have all the supplies, and they can build whatever they want. Maybe they'll want to make sure it fits in their car at the end of the session.
Yeah. Hopefully, we don't have to do too much. We'll have to isolate a special parking lot area and make sure we don't hit anything along the way.
Yeah, we can test them outside, too.
Very good. Very good. Further information, all those events there, Christina. How can we learn more, and how can we get a hold of you for any questions or information?
We post all of these to our Facebook page, but we also have them on our website, and our phone number is 641-394-2354.
And, of course, please remind us, if we ever want to visit the Carnegie Cultural Center, what are your hours during the week?
On Thursdays and Fridays, we're open from 4 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 1, and Sundays 1 to 4.
Very good. Well, Christina, you and Aaron, of course, doing, again, wonderful work there at the Carnegie Cultural Center, and we look forward to some great turnouts for those events coming up in April.
Thank you so much, Rob.
You betcha. Christina Carlton, along with Aaron Harris, both at the Carnegie Cultural Center. Again, you can check out more information, follow them on Facebook, and again, we'll get those events posted at our community calendar, 95.1thebull.com. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.